Blog Talk Radio.
It's a station to raise the village. True love can be endless as long as you can get your souls out of scrimmage. A love letter to my one adored. Don't ignore the form. You can hearken and listen, find love forevermore. The light will guide us here. In the law we find peace and solace. Pray the highest, keep our feet and mouth from being quiet. So much to say, it's got to be more than physical. Spiritual, send our praises to God who sings. Who you tailored for, I want more. So my desires have to be by works. But I refuse to let money define me as my worth. I understand it takes money to keep up the system. But first is fear God, better known to us as wisdom. Without it, it's desolation. But first you try patience. A marriage can be heaven sent, a covenant of trust for whoever that was stepping in. A lily on my storm. But you must
have my
it. It's not good to be alone, so we cause it. And took woman from his home. Set her on the side of king, queen on the throne. Got a family of their own in house. Now a happy home.
Now all my
I know the road is complicated, but if you exercise patience, you're gonna be glad you made it. You were black and beautiful, wonder the truest statement. Just take time with a man, try not to be faithful. Let them know what you require to become his queen. Know your wants and your needs are not the same thing. Make sure he's not forgotten, let this world guide you. And give praise to Elohim for all he's provided. A woman is completion and make whole to a man's wife. So don't get caught up with being this girl. Be that man's wife, think twice or maybe twice. No, it can't all be right, but give up praise to Yah. It's glory to see from strife. Happiness will follow when you with your blessed one. You will know which way to walk, cause Yahweh will direct them. No, he won't forsake you or ever leave you alone. You live the life that he could own. Now y'all so happy. The Almighty said it's not good to be alone. So we felt a deep sleep and took woman from his bone. Set her on the side of king, queen on the throne. Got the family of their own in house. Now a happy home.
The Almighty said it's not good to be alone. So we felt a deep sleep and took woman from his bone.
So my brothers, recognize your women's worth. You may not find it at first, know it's gonna be your first. Mean what you say, next to y'all remain true. Love over all that you do, ravish your wife of you. You find the one for you, consider you were truly blessed. Go through the bumps and the bruises, cause this gonna be some mess. Know that y'all will be the light that got you through the tunnel. Don't be discouraged by darkness, know that you may stumble. But praise God for the woman that will help you up. Your quiver is full, blessings running from your cup. You got love from the one that walked through the storm. In the cold of the winter, someone to keep you warm. A blessing from the most high than you, your companion. Someone to walk in this strong Yahweh's commandments. A meditation of thought when you are alone. Y'all miss bone on the bone. Now your house is happy. Almighty said it's not good to be alone. So we called it deep sleep and took woman from his bone. Set her on the side of king, queen on the throne. Had a family of their own in house. Now a happy home.
Almighty said it's not good to be alone. So we called it deep sleep and took woman from his bone. Set her on the side of king, queen on the throne. Had a family of their own in house. Now a happy home.
Almighty said it's not good to be alone, so we called it deep sleep and took woman from his bone. Set her on the side of king, queen on the throne. Got a family of their own in house, now a happy home.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah, for Yahweh is righteous
Yahweh is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom, shalom. I am Ore Naftali, here with you once again, bringing you nothing but the truth. Here at 1907 Vine Street at the House of Israel in Cincinnati, Ohio. Shalom. It's a great honor. It's a great privilege and pleasure to be able to stand before you this night of the fourth day to indulge in this great sacrifice of the knowledge of Elohim. So praise the mighty Yah for this opportunity. Praise Yahweh for all those who are indulging with me in this great sacrifice. Tonight, we will be dealing with the third order of the purpose of marriage according to the scriptures of Yah, according to his words of truth. What is the purpose of marriage? And everything with the Almighty has purpose. And everything with the Almighty has an order. And so, yes, we will be dealing with the third order tonight. Speaking of purpose, this is one thing you want to understand about purpose. And people, please know that these teachings that we're teaching, these are vitally important messages. And I'm going to show you tonight why is it so important that we know these truths, that we know this order, that we receive this knowledge. It's very important, and we must lay our hearts to it. The Almighty had told us in the book of Proverbs, in the book of Wisdom, in the 16th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the first verse. The preparations of the heart of man and the answer of the tongue is from Yahweh. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but Yahweh weigheth the spirits. Commit your works unto Yahweh, and your thoughts shall be established. This is the part you want to pay very close attention to. Yahweh has made all things for himself. Yeah. Even the wicked for the day of evil. But all Yahweh had to let us know is that he made all things for himself. And all means all. That means the righteous, the wicked, the good, the evil, light, darkness. He made all things for himself. Which means what? Everything serves a purpose for him. And so I want you to understand that this is the underlining purpose of all the things that we're teaching. The purpose of marriage, for you to have a full understanding of the purpose of marriage and the order that Yahweh has in his word, you must first understand that this is really about him. This is why the Almighty hates pride and arrogancy. Because when you have pride in your heart, arrogancy in your heart, you tend to make things all about you. And Yahweh said he made all things for himself. And that means all things. Your children, your marriages, your houses, everything. It's all for the Almighty. Let me also show you this in the book of Numbers, the 14th chapter, so you can understand the purpose of the Almighty and what is Yahweh trying to accomplish when it comes to marriage. when it comes to the things that Yahweh desire for himself. Because obviously marriage is an institution that he has established, that he has blessed. It's something that he delights in, for he wants us to be married. For he said it's not a good thing that a man should be alone. But let's see this purpose. The Almighty's told us in the book of Numbers, the 14th chapter, starting at verse 20. And Yahweh said, I have pardoned according to thy word. But as truly as I live, although I'm forgiving you right now, Moses, and I'm allowing you to stand in the gap for this people, these people that I formed for my glory, these people that's supposed to show forth my praise, these people that's supposed to be an example of my faithfulness and my righteousness in the earth. He said, I want you to know this. They're not fulfilling it right now. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of Yah. And I'm here to tell you that this is the purpose of the Almighty. That's the purpose of this earth. And tonight we will be dealing with the third order of marriage. And anything in the third order is connected to the earth. And why is it connected to the earth? Because Yahweh made the earth on the third day. And Yahweh's plans with the earth is to fill the earth with his glory. And so that's the purpose. So whether you at the first order, which is, what's the purpose of marriage? The first order is what? That you may establish good. For Yahweh said, it's not good that a man should be alone. And the whole purpose in it all is to fill the earth with Yah's glory. That's what it's all established to do at the end of the day. Look what Yahweh says in Exodus, the 33rd chapter. So you can put the pieces together and you can get a clear understanding that all of this is about the glory of the Almighty. And then you'll understand, now I understand why Yahweh said, man, it is the first order of marriage is that Yahweh is establishing good. And you will see it. Look what the Almighty said about his glory in Exodus 3:3. Verse 18, Moses said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I will. I will make all my goodness to pass before thee. And I will proclaim the name of Yahweh before thee. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. I will show mercy to him to whom I will show mercy. So what you want to see there is that Yahweh said that when he asked to see his glory, he said, okay, I'm going to pass all my goodness. Because that's what Yahweh's glory is all about. It's about goodness. And if you're trying to fulfill the great responsibility of bringing glory unto the Almighty, and you must fulfill goodness. And it's not good that a man should be alone. You should be seeking goodness. And not any kind of goodness. Look what it says in Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter. See, Yahweh said this is the first and foremost thing when it comes to marriage, is that You have to get on a plane of good. Because ultimately, you're going to give glory unto me, but you can't give glory to me unless you're in a good place. And you're not in a good place when you're alone. A man by himself, a woman by herself, this is not the purpose of Yah. And once you get to the second order, which is establishing oneness, that's just more good in the eyes of Yah. All these orders are just establishing more good. That's why good is the first and foremost thing. And there is no goodness without oneness. It says in Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, verse, let's skip on down for time's sake. The 17th verse says, you shall diligently keep the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim, and his testimonies, and his statutes, which he has commanded thee. And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of Yahweh, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest go in and possess the good land Yahweh swore unto your father. So you got to know at the end of the day, Yahweh don't want nothing but good in the earth, because that's what his glory is all about. It's about goodness, a good land, a good people doing good things. And what is good? That which is good in Yah's sight. See, a lot of times you think things are good. Some men think it's good that I just be alone. Someone, it's good that I should be alone. It's good for me to not have a man. But in sight of Yah, he said it's not good. This is how you learn what good is, when you know what's good in the sight of Yah. Look what it says in Ecclesiastes 2nd chapter. And this is why it's vitally important. The 26th verse says, Elohim giveth to a man that is good in his sight. That's what he's looking for, a man that's good in his sight. Because all Yahweh is looking for is good. All Yahweh want is good, because that's what his glory is all about. When the Almighty began to speak, and that's why you know the first order is establishing good, because there is no good without Yahweh's word. He said, let there be light, and there was light, and he seen that it was good. And every day he began to do good things, showing forth his glory. Even when he got to the earth, he said he seen that it was what? It was good. But he says, Elohim gave it to a man that is good in his sight, wisdom, knowledge, and joy. But to the sinner he giveth travail to gather and to heap up, that he may give to him that is good before Elohim. This also is vanity and vexation of spirit. And yes, this is why you see a man when he gets a wife and marries her, this is a good thing in the eyes of the Almighty. And I speak for myself, the man that's married. It's a lot of wisdom I know I would have never received until I lived a married life. It's knowledge I would have never received until I lived this married life. And I can understand now, because Yahweh said this is a good thing that you got going. Now I give you wisdom and knowledge, and there's joy that you receive that you will never receive. until you live that married life. But the man that don't want to get married and do his good thing in the sight of the Almighty, he says, what did he say? But to the sinner, he giveth travail. And that's all you get is travail. Together and to heap up. So yes, it's not good being a whoremonger. It's not good being a dog. Next thing you know, you got 10 baby mamas, 3 baby mamas. You just out here. You have no establishment. Have no partner. You're not able to build strong and secure. And your only joy that you get is small moments of joy. And any wise man will let you know, you live long enough, you find out, man, there ain't no joy in these small moments. Going to the club, being happy drunk, to go home and sleeping around with a woman, and wake up and living this kind of life. It ain't no joy in that. There's no wisdom and knowledge coming from that. And so, yeah, this is all about good. The order I'm teaching on tonight is to be fruitful. And it's all about being good. But let me show you this before I get and dive into this third order of the purpose of marriage. Yahweh says, since we're in Ecclesiastes, in the 12th chapter, the 12th verse. Further by these, my son, be admonished of making many. There is no end in much study as a weariness of the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Let me just tell you the purpose. Let me tell you what this thing is really all about. Fear Elohim, because that's what's good. Keep his commandments, because that's what's good. But this is the whole duty of man. Elohim shall bring every work into judgment, every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. And that's all it's about, people. This is a good thing. That's the first foremost thing. And when it comes to oneness, that's good in the eyes of the Almighty. That's why I said this. Now you become one. Look what it says in Psalms 133. See, we're trying to see what's good in the sight of Yah. Because he said, man, the man that I see good in my sight, I'm going to give him wisdom. I'm going to give him knowledge. I'm going to give him joy. So we're just trying to find out what's good in Yah's sight. Like I said, the first order always represents Yahweh's word, establishing goodness. There is no goodness without Yah's word. The second always represents Yahweh's name. And how can you have oneness without a name? Yahweh said that his name is one, and his name is what creates one. So since his name promotes oneness, then your name promotes oneness. Why you think you got a family name? That's what brings the family together. That shows the oneness of the family. A whole nation becomes one just based on their name. And the oneness, that's good in the eyes of the Almighty. But yes, how can you become one unless it's through the name? How can I be one with you? How can we be one with Yah? This is why he gave us his name. Psalms 133. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in oneness. How good is it to dwell together in unity? And like I told you, this is all about the goodness of the Almighty. That's why the first and foremost order to marriage and the purpose of marriage is to bring forth a good thing, create a good thing. Because when you got a good thing, more good things come from it. You got a good thing, and now you can have oneness. Because you have to keep establishing that which is good. Behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity and oneness. It's like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garment. This is a beautiful thing. This is a good thing in the eyes of the Almighty to have oneness. And let me show you this. In Genesis, the first chapter. Because now we're going to go right to the third order, the third purpose of marriage. And this is just an order. Because the purpose of it all is about Yah's glory. This is about Yah's glory. And when you are serving of the Almighty, you know that you are a servant of His glory. That's your job. That's your duty. That's what you created for, to bring glory unto the Almighty. And Yahweh's servants, if you've been listening to us here at 1907 Vine Street, we have taught you, we have shown you that the third represents Yahweh's servant and the earth. And if you are a servant of Yah in the earth, your whole duty is to bring glory unto the Almighty in this earth. And to do this, you must understand the purpose of the earth. The order of the earth is to bring forth glory, but you got to get an understanding with how does that look? How am I supposed to accomplish this? Look what it says. Genesis 1 and 9. Elohim said, "Let the waters under heaven be gathered together unto one place. Let the dry land appear," and it was so. And Elohim called the dry land earth. And the gathering together of the waters called he seas. Elohim saw that it was good. And Elohim said, "Let the earth bring forth grass." That's the first thing he always said about the earth when he had made it appear. Let the earth bring forth grass. The herb yielding seed, the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. And what happened in the 12th verse? The earth brought forth grass, herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind, and Elohim saw that it was good. And so the third, it's always connected to the earth. And the earth is all about bringing forth. And this third order of the purpose of marriage, what did the Almighty say in the 24th verse? This to show you further. Elohim said, "Let the earth bring forth living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, beasts of the earth after his kind," and it was so. So the earth is still bringing forth. You went from produce, vegetables and fruits, and now it's bringing forth beasts. And Elohim made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and things that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and Elohim saw that it was good. And Elohim said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle and over the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So Elohim created man in his own image, and in the image of Elohim created he him. Male and female created he them. And watch what he did. Because this man and woman come together is a good thing, and then they must be one. That's a good thing. But what do Yahweh want them to do? He said he blessed them, and Elohim said unto them, be fruitful. This is what I want you to do. Be fruitful. Multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over any living thing that moveth upon the earth. And people, being fruitful is the third purpose for marriage in the eyes of the Almighty. That's the good thing that Yahweh wants to see in the marriage, that you be fruitful. And what is being fruitful? Fruitful is all about bringing forth. He made the earth to be fruitful, to bring forth. Bring forth herb, yield, and seed. The trees bringing forth, even bringing forth beasts, bringing forth cattle. But it's all about bringing forth. Look what it says in the 28th verse. And Elohim said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed and Elohim blessed them, and Elohim said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth. Because your job is to be fruitful and to do these things that Yahweh has told you to do. Look what it says in Genesis, the third chapter. This is how you serve the Almighty. The third represents Yahweh's servant. And as a servant, you must bring forth. That's your fruitfulness. Your fruitfulness is your ability to bring forth. This is what a marriage is all about. Your marriage with Yah and your marriage with one another. It's about, you have to bring forth. It's about establishing goodness, establishing oneness, and then you must bring forth. That's what the third is all about. That's what serving Yah is all about. Bringing forth. Producing. Genesis, the third chapter. The 15th verse says, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. And unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and thy conception, and in sorrow thou shalt bring forth children. And thy desire shall be unto thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And so although the Almighty has put this curse, as a servant of the Almighty, you still have to bring forth. This is what the third is all about. This is what being fruitful is all about. And in the eyes of the Almighty, this is good. This is good. Proverbs, the 11th chapter. Because even when you cursed, what are you going to do? Are you going to keep your mind on a curse? Are you going to keep your mind on negativity? Are you going to try to inspire yourself to seek the mercy of the Almighty? And to seek the mercy of the Almighty, Proverbs, the 11th chapter, the 27th verse says, "He that diligently seeketh good procureth favor." And this is what we seeking. When you seek the Almighty, this is about seeking good. Yahweh is about goodness. His glory is about goodness. So even in your curse, you have to seek goodness. And this is why the Almighty will still allow you to bring forth. Psalms 128. The third order of the purpose of marriage is to be fruitful. And you know the earth, as we've seen in the scriptures, Yahweh said this earth is about bringing forth. You have to bring forth. You have to produce. This is how you serve the Almighty. Bringing forth and producing. Being fruitful. Psalms 128 verse 1 says, "Blessed is everyone that fears Yah, that walks in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands." You can't bring forth unless you're putting in some work. You can't bring forth unless you're laboring. And if you're a servant of the Almighty, in some way, shape, form, or fashion, you're bringing forth. You're being fruitful. "Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the size of thine house. Thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall be the man, thus shall the man be blessed that fears Yah. Yahweh shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Yea, thou shalt see your children's children in peace upon Israel." And so, yeah, this is part of your fruitfulness, but this is not the whole kit and caboodle, just bringing forth children. No, you have to bring forth in all assets, in all fashions. You have to be fruitful. The earth didn't just bring forth herbs yielding seed and trees and fruit trees. The earth also brought forth beasts, cattle. The earth also brought forth creeping things. The earth brought forth even a man and a woman. And so we have to be producers of all these things. We have to bring forth in all these facets. Look what it says in Psalms 127, since we're in Psalms. "Except Yahweh build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except Yahweh keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows. For so he giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, children are a heritage of Yah, and the fruit of the womb is his reward." And so you know that this is a major purpose and being fruitful when it comes to the eyes of the Almighty. This is a reward. And this is something that Yahweh wants us to do. But you can't do it unless it's in the way of goodness. Unless it's a way of oneness. Unless your fruitfulness is just going to be in vain. But let me show you this. Isaiah, the fifth chapter. I see people today, because they don't know what good is, because they don't know what's good in the sight of the Almighty. But you have people like Oprah Winfrey, and it's a lot just like her, corporate businesswoman, tied up with a very busy schedule, and purpose themselves to not bring forth children. I heard a man today that has a job on a talk show, and he said, listen, I love the talk show so much. This is my baby. I'm addicted to this work that I do. He said, therefore, I told myself I would have no children because it's going to be unfair for them, because I know I'm going to miss dance recitals. I'm going to miss soccer ball practice, football. He said, I know I'm going to miss it because I love my job too much. So instead of being selfish and taking my children through this, I refuse to have it. And I think that's the better way. And you'd be surprised how many people walk in this way and they think it's a good thing, but not in the eyes of the Almighty. It's not a good thing at all. When it comes to the children of Israel, look what it says in Isaiah, the 5th chapter. Now will I sing to my well-beloved, a song of my beloved, touching his vineyard. My well-beloved has a vineyard and a very fruitful hill, and he fenced it and gathered out the stones thereof and planted it, and with the choicest vine, and built a tower in the midst of it, and also made a wine press therein, and he looked that it should bring forth grapes. It brought forth wild grapes. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem, and men of Yehuda, judge, I pray you, between me and my vineyard. What could have been done more to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Wherefore, when I looked that it should bring forth grapes, it brought forth wild grapes. And now go to, I will tell you what I will do with my vineyard. I will take away the heads thereof, and it shall be eaten up, and break down the wall thereof, and it shall be trodden down. And I will lay it waste. It shall not be pruned nor digged, but there shall come up briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it. And watch what he says in the 7th verse. For the vineyard of Yah of hosts is the house of Israel, the men of Yehuda, his pleasant plant. And he looked for judgment, but behold oppression, for righteousness, but behold a cry. This is his vineyard. This is his pleasant plant. This is the very thing that Yahweh brought forth on the third day, the fruit yielding seed. And so, yes, this is important to the Almighty. This is his purpose in our marriages. Like I showed in Proverbs, the 16th chapter, the 4th verse, he said, all things he made for himself. And Yahweh wanted to establish a good marriage, oneness. And for all those men that's out there your mind is set on several wives, like our father King Solomon, how can you establish oneness? How can you establish something good and fulfill the purpose that Yahweh wants you to fulfill? Yahweh told Solomon, do not go this way. Establish oneness and then be fruitful and bring forth This is the way that Yahweh get his glory. And once you establish goodness and oneness, you can build. Why do you think it says that a wise woman builds her house? She builds her house. And this is what you want. Look what it says in Deuteronomy, the 26th chapter. Deuteronomy, the 26th chapter. Start at verse 9. And a better understanding, to start at 8. And Yahweh brought us forth out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, with a stretched out arm, and with great terribleness, with signs and wonders. And he has brought us to this place, and has given us this land, even a land that floweth with milk and honey. And now behold, I have brought the first fruits of the land which thou, O Yahweh, has given me. And thou shalt set it before Yahweh the Elohim, and worship before Yahweh the Elohim. For this is what the servants of the Almighty do. They bring forth to him. This is your fruitfulness. For those of you that's waiting to have children, you're still married unto the Almighty. And the purpose in your marriage, the third purpose, is that you bring forth. You don't have a husband today, you don't have a wife today, well, you still don't have to be alone when you cleave yourself unto Yah. You still can establish oneness when you be one with Yah. And you still can be fruitful when you begin to bring forth and serve the Almighty. Watch what it says. I'm going to read the 10th verse one more time. And now behold, I have brought the first fruits of the land which thou, O Yahweh, has given me. And thou shalt set it before Yahweh the Elohim, and worship before Yahweh the Elohim. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which Yahweh the Elohim have given unto thee, and unto thine house, thou and the Levite and the stranger that is among thee. And when thou hast made an end of fighting all the tithes of thy increase the third year, which is the year of tithing, and the third is about the earth, the third is about bringing forth, the third is about the servant and servitude, the service of Yah, even in your marriage, it's about your servitude to Yah. It's about bringing forth unto Yah, producing unto Yah. It says, in the year of tithing, it has given it unto the Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, that they may eat within thy gates and feast. Then thou shalt say before Yah the Elohim, I have brought away hollow things out of my house, and also have given them unto the Levite and unto the stranger, to the fatherless and to the widow, according to all thy commandments, which thou hast commanded me. I have not transgressed thy commandment, neither have I forgotten them. And I have not eaten thereof in my mourning, neither have I taken away aught thereof for any unclean use, nor given aught thereof for the dead. But I have hearkened to the voice of Yahweh my Elohim, and have done according to all that thou hast commanded me. Look down from thy holy habitation from heaven, and bless thy people Israel, and the land which thou hast given us, as thou swearest unto our fathers, a land that floweth with milk and honey. Hallelujah. So the third is consistent. The third purpose in your marriage is to be fruitful. And being fruitful is about bringing forth, being a servant of the Almighty. This is what it's about. The scripture says that two is better than what? one. It's better than one. Why? Because when you get two, they're able to bring forth. Able to begin to establish and build. They're able to make a lot more things happen. And this is what Yahweh wants. This is why Yahweh, when you get to the fourth order of marriage, go back to Genesis. Genesis, the first chapter, the 28th verse. What does he say after be fruitful? Elohim blessed them, and Elohim said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. Be fruitful and multiply. And this is what a marriage is all about. This is the purpose. Be fruitful, increase, bring forth, and multiply. Build. And how can you build without oneness? How can you build without bringing forth? How can you multiply? Let me show you this great woman in Proverbs, the 31st chapter. And this woman is everything that the third order is all about. A wife that has been given unto her husband. She's a good thing that Yahweh said. This is a good thing that you found. Now you can have oneness. Be one with her. Now you can bring forth. Now you can build. And look at her spirit. Because this is how servants of the Almighty look. They bring forth. And this is how you begin to multiply. Who can find, this is in Proverbs 31 verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. And the heart of her husband does safely trust in her. So that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days. Not some of them, but all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. Because you can't be fruitful unless you get your hands to move. And you have to work willingly with your hands. You can't multiply unless you have willing hands. She's like a merchant ship. She bringeth forth her fruit, food from afar. She rises also while as yet night and giveth her household and a portion. Give meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considers a field and buys it. And with the fruit of her hands, she planteth a vineyard. See, this is what happens when you begin to be fruitful. When you begin to establish yourself with the oneness that Yahweh has given you. You got this one woman that you're one with, and you all begin to be fruitful. And Yahweh is shining upon you. This is a good thing. And you begin to multiply. And this is how it looks. This is why the scripture says that this man is known in the gates because of this relationship. She's like a merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. She rises also while it's yet night and gives meat to her household, a portion to her maidens. She considers a field and buyeth it. And with the fruit of her hand, she plants a vineyard. She girds her loins with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. And why? Because she is a servant. She has a spirit to serve. And when you at the third order, it's all about serving. It's all about bringing forth. It's all about producing. And you have to ask yourself, what is your marriage bringing forth? What is your marriage producing? Is it bringing forth good things? If you're serving the Almighty, if your marriage is about serving the Almighty, then your marriage is going to bring forth good things. But Yahweh is looking, and for some reason, instead of good grapes and wholesome grapes, it's bringing forth wild grapes. It's bringing forth evil things. Maybe it's because we're not establishing oneness. We're not establishing oneness. It's important. You can't look at your wife as some thing that's supposed to be some little creature that's supposed to be up under you. And now I just want to get a bunch of these little creatures to just be up under me. They don't have no mind, no say. They don't have no control. And everything they do has to be in some kind of strict order of your own mind and heart. This is not oneness. Yahweh said he created this woman to be your helpmate. He said it's not good that a man should be alone. I'm going to make a helpmate for him. And when Adam got this helpmate, Yahweh said, now you got a good thing. Now she can help you. And y'all should be one flesh. One flesh. Don't think of her as something separate from you. To separate yourself from her. If you're going to build with her. Allow her to help you build. And watch what it creates. Oneness creates fruitfulness. Oneness creates fruitfulness. Fruitfulness brings multiplication. It's multiplying now. And it all stems from the good thing that you did, from the oneness that you established, and now you're being fruitful. And if you allow a woman, if you allow that helpmate to experience that oneness, she's going to be fruitful. And your relationship, your marriage is going to be fruitful, and it's going to multiply. Your house is going to be built. But let's finish reading about this great wife. Because this woman is not just a woman. This is a wife. It said her husband hearts trust safely in her, that he shall have no need of spoil. But the 17th verse, she girded her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She lifts her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretches out her hand to the poor. Yeah, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her households are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates. When he sitteth among the elders, and you have to ask yourself, why? Why is this important for her? Why is she doing this thing? Because she know at the end of the day, she must bring glory unto the Almighty. She must bring praise to the Almighty. And it's the same thing with the husband. Why do you think he's trusting in his wife? His heart is safely trusting in her. Letting her driving and do the things she needs to do. He's allowing this oneness to be established by doing his part. And at the end of the day, this is what it takes to bring glory unto the Almighty. Girding yourself, your loins with strength, working and putting in that work. Because to bring glory unto the Almighty, you got to bring forth. You got to bring forth good things. Yah's glory is all about goodness. It says she make herself covers a tapestry and her clothing is silk and purple. Because she know that's what's good. She makes fine linen and sells it and delivers girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of violence, and her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excel them all. Favor is deceitful, beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth Yah, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her indeed. And that's what this being fruitful is all about. The fruit of your hands, bringing forth. This is what multiplying is all about. The works of your hands. Also turn with me to Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter. So, yes, a big part of being fruitful, the third purpose in the purpose of marriage is bringing forth children. That's a big part. And so that's nothing you want to run from. That's nothing you want to hide from. That's nothing. Why would you do that when Yahweh said that's a good thing? This is what Yahweh wants you to do. That's his purpose. But Yahweh just wants you to do it in the way of righteousness. But no, bringing forth children is not the only way to be fruitful. That's one of the ways. But to be fruitful, and to multiply, you must serve. You must serve the Almighty. You can't eat the bread of idleness. We have to work and put in a lot of work to bring glory to the Almighty. This is what being a servant of the Almighty is all about. A servant in this earth. Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter. What do it say? Starting at the 16th verse. Three times in a year. How many? Three. And what do three represent? The third represent the earth. Yah's servant in the earth. And what is the earth for? What are Yahweh's servants in the earth for? It's for bringing forth, producing, being fruitful. Three times in a year shall all the males appear before Yahweh Elohim in a place which he shall choose. The Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Weeks, the Feast of Tabernacles, and they shall not appear before Yahweh empty. How are you a servant? How are you in marriage? And you're not fruitful. You're not bringing forth. You're not producing. This is not fulfilling the purpose. So you have to look at yourself. You have to look at your marriage. You done found a good thing, but are you establishing oneness? or are you out seeking another woman before you even establish oneness with the one you already have, the one that Yahweh has already allowed you to have and blessed you with? Are you trying to establish oneness so that you can be fruitful? And if you establish oneness, then you must be being fruitful. Or are you both just one? You establish oneness, but y'all don't want to produce. Neither one of y'all want to serve. You got a good thing, you got oneness, but your spirit is one and being lazy. Your spirit is one and just laid up in the room. You're not fulfilling no purpose. That's not the purpose of your marriage. Your purpose of your marriage is to bring glory unto the Almighty. And a lot of these marriages today, unfortunately, they're not bringing glory unto the Almighty. They don't have oneness. They're not fruitful. They're not multiplying. Because they're not serving the Almighty. They have their own thing in their mind that they say is good and they want to accomplish it. But Yahweh said no. These are not good things. Psalms, the 53rd chapter. Verse 1. The fool has said in his heart, there is no Elohim. Corrupt are they, and have done abominable iniquity, and there is none that do good. There's none that do good. There's none that's trying to bring forth glory unto the Almighty. They don't want to bring forth unto me. They don't want to establish oneness. They don't prove their faithfulness. Elohim looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek Elohim. Every one of them is gone back. They are all together become filthy, and there is none that doeth good. No, not one. None of them doing good. And if you're not bringing forth, if you're not producing for the Almighty, that's your purpose as a servant. And when you get married, that's still your purpose. That's the purpose of your marriage. That's if you're a servant of the Almighty. It says in Proverbs, is it the third chapter? Where it says in the 9th verse, honor Yah with thy substance and with the first fruits of your increase. How can you be fruitful in your marriage if you don't honor Yah with your substance? If you're not honoring Yah with the first fruits of your increase, if you're not bringing forth to the Almighty and producing for Him. It's not a good thing that you do. In the book of Psalms 92, let's see what this says. Psalms 92, verse 1. It's a good thing to give thanks unto Yahweh, to sing praise unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth your loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night. It's a good thing to serve the Almighty, to bring forth unto the Almighty. It's a good thing to praise Yah. And what did Yahweh say? The first, second, and third year, your fruit shall be counted uncircumcised. But the fourth year, it shall be holy to praise Yahweh. But how are you going to praise the Almighty with them? You ain't even trying to bring forth unto the Almighty. You're not trying to even produce for the Almighty. And the whole reason why is because you have forgotten. You have forgotten. You lack the knowledge. You lack the truth. Yahweh has made all things for himself. All things for himself. Here it is. Your life. Your marriage. Your children that you bring forth, that Yahweh blessed to come out the matrix, it's all about you. Your house, it's about you. Everything is about you. But it's a good thing to give thanks unto Yah, because everything is about him. He's given us the opportunity to share. He's sharing glory with us. He's sharing his good things with us. His oneness, that's a good thing. It's nothing better. How beautiful is it for us to dwell together in unity? His oneness, he's sharing it with us. His fruitfulness, he's sharing it with us. But all we want to do is take it and fulfill our own purposes. While I'm in Psalms, I must read Psalms 135. Starting at verse 1. Praise ye Yahweh. Praise ye the name of Yah. Praise him, O ye servants of Yah. Ye that stand in the house of Yah, in the courts of the house of our Elohim. Praise Yahweh, for Yahweh is good. This is what Yahweh is. He's good. And this is why he's only looking for good things. And for your marriage, the first thing it establishes is goodness. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. For Yahweh has chosen Yaakov unto himself, and Israel for his peculiar treasure. For I know that Yahweh is great, and that Yahweh is above all deities. And whatsoever Yahweh pleased, that did he in the heaven, and in the earth, and in the seas, and all deep places. So like I said, your marriage, I don't care what order you at. And Yahweh has seven orders, seven purposes in your marriage, but they all lead to one thing. Does it please the Almighty? Is it pleasing unto him? So yes, this is all about the glory of the Almighty. Since we're in Psalms, let's read one more Psalms. Psalms 143. If you want to bring glory unto Yah, you must be fruitful. Your marriage must be fruitful. You must multiply. Psalms 143. Starting at verse 4. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all your works. I muse on the work of your hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsts after thee, as a thirsty land, Selah. Hear me speedily, O Yah. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down in the pit. Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know your way, wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. And this is why we teach the purposes. This is why we teach the word. We're trying to learn the ways of the Almighty. We're trying to learn what's good in his sight every step of the way. Deliver me, O Yah, from my enemies. Flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me thy will, for thou art my Elohim, and your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. Teach me your will, Yah, for thou art my Elohim, and your spirit is good. To your purposes, for what Yahweh said is good in his sight, is that you take your wife, you become one, and then you be fruitful, bringing forth children, bringing forth and producing and bringing forth unto Yah. You multiply. And your works. This is the will of the Almighty. Quicken me, O Yah, for thy name's sake, for your righteousness' sake. Bring forth my soul out of trouble. Hallelujah. So dare I say, Isaiah 43. And look what it says, starting at verse 1. Now thus says Yahweh, that created thee, O Yaakov, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with you. Through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am Yahweh thy Elohim, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom and Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for your life. So fear not, I'm with you. I will bring your seed from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, my daughters, from the end of the earth, everyone that is called by my name. And if you call by the name of the Almighty, this is how you have oneness with Yah. Everyone that's called by the name of Yah. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yeah, I made him. And why did he make us? Why did he make man? Why did he make woman? Why did he make son and his daughter? He said, I made them for my glory. Why should they come together? For my glory. Why should they be one? For my glory. Why should they be fruitful? For my glory. Why should they multiply? It's for my glory. And the glory of the Almighty is all about goodness, bringing forth good things. And you can't do this unless you're working. You're putting in work, willing hands. And I praise Yahweh for all his servants. especially those here in the city and those that support the sanctuary that's putting in work. That's what it takes to bring glory unto the Almighty. And the last scripture I'll read tonight is recorded in Isaiah 65. Starting at verse 8. Thus says Yahweh, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one says, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it. So that's what I would do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them all. And I will bring forth a seed out of Yaakov and out of Yehuda, an inheritor of my mountain. And mine elect shall inherit it, and my servants shall dwell there. And Sharon shall be a fold of flocks, the valley of Achor, a place for herbs to lie down in, for my people that have sought me. My people that sought me. My people that's trying to listen. My people that's trying to learn. My people that's hanging on every word that I will inspire to come forth. That's really seeking and trying to learn my ways and do my ways. But ye are they that forsake Yahweh, that forget my holy mountain, that prepare a table for that troop. Not me, but you preparing a table for that troop and that furnish the drink offering unto that number. Therefore, I number you to the sword, and ye shall all bow down to the slaughter. Because when I called, ye did not answer. When I spake, ye did not hear, but did evil before my eyes, and did choose that which in I delight not. You don't care about what's good in my sight. You don't care about what's right in my sight. You didn't listen. You didn't hearken. Therefore, thus says Yahweh Elohim, behold, my servant shall eat, but ye shall be hungry. My servant shall drink, but ye shall be thirsty. Behold, my servant shall rejoice, but ye shall be ashamed. But my servant, he shall sing for joy of heart, but ye shall cry for sorrow of heart, and shall howl for vexation of spirit. And ye shall leave your name for a curse unto my chosen, for Yahweh Elohim shall slay thee and call his servants by another name. And that he who blesses himself in the earth shall bless himself in the Elohim of truth. You blessing yourself in this earth, you serving and working in this earth, you should be blessing yourself and everything be about the Almighty. That's why the earth is here, to bring forth glory unto the Almighty. You bringing forth children, it should bring glory to the Almighty. Your children, you married, your marriage, it all should bring forth glory unto the Almighty. And the servants, the true servants of the Almighty, they understand this. They can hear this. They know this. He who blesses himself in the earth shall bless himself in the Elohim of truth. He that sweareth in the earth shall swear by the Elohim of truth. Because the former troubles are forgotten, and because they are hid from my eyes. And watch this. Behold, I created new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall be remembered no more, and shall not come into mind. But be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing and her people joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem and in joy, and my people, and the voice of weeping shall no more be heard in her, no voice of crying. Because at the end of the day, Yahweh said his glory is going to fill the earth. The glory of Yah is nothing but good. There is no crying. There is no weeping. There is no hurt. There is no pain. It's only goodness. And this is why you must become one with your wife. This is why you must become one with your husband. Because when you don't, especially if you're in a marriage and you're not creating this oneness, it only bring hurt. It only bring pain. That don't bring glory unto the Almighty. You're not being fruitful. And read a couple verses further. There shall be no more dint an infant of days, nor an old man that has not filled his days. For the child shall die in 100 years old. But the sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed. And they shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. Because at the end of the day, Yahweh wants us to be fruitful. He wants us to multiply. They shall not build and another inhabit it. They shall not plant and another eat it. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They enjoy the work of their hands. We all trying to enjoy, but we don't want to enjoy the work of our hands, because we don't want our hands to work, especially not for Yah. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble, for they are the seed of the blessed of Yah, and their offspring with them. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. The lion shall eat straw like the bullock, and dust shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my mountain, says Yah. Praise the mighty Yah. And this is Yahweh's ultimate goal. Yahweh wants nothing but goodness. Yahweh wants nothing but oneness. Yahweh wants nothing but fruitfulness. And for good things and oneness and fruitfulness to multiply. This is the purpose of marriage. I pray Yahweh for his words of truth. I praise Yahweh for sharing his oneness with us. For I speak from experience to be one with a wife is definitely a thing. To be fruitful with my wife is definitely a good thing. And I see the wisdom and knowledge that Yahweh said he would give. I see the joy that he said he would give. So people, if you're seeking Yah, if you're seeking Yah, you should be seeking these things. You should be seeking these good things. With that being said, pray to Almighty Yah, for Yahweh is righteous, Yahweh is holy, and his word and his name continually be magnified. Hallelujah.